What makes a talk go viral? It's not production value or celebrity status. It's something far more primal. The most watched TED Talks share a secret ingredient that dates back to our ancestors huddled around fires: storytelling. Brené Brown's talk on vulnerability has been viewed over 60 million times. Sir Ken Robinson's talk on education, over 70 million. These speakers aren't just sharing ideas, they're hijacking our neural wiring. When we hear facts and figures, only our language centers light up. But when someone tells us a story, our entire brain activates. Sensory cortex, motor regions, emotional centers. We don't just hear the story, we live it. Neuroscientist Uri Hassan discovered something remarkable. During powerful storytelling, the speaker's brain and listener's brain actually synchronize, creating what he calls neural coupling. This isn't just engagement, it's a biological merging of minds. Picture yourself settling into your seat as a speaker begins. Thank you for that kind introduction. Today, I'll be discussing 3 points about leadership. Your mind is already wandering. Now imagine this. I spend most of my time in jails, in prisons, on death row. That's how Bryan Stevenson opens his TED Talk. Within seconds, questions flood your mind. Why is he there? What has he witnessed? You're hooked. Susan Cain does something similar. When I was 9 years old, I went off to summer camp for the first time. My mother packed my suitcase full of books, which to me seemed like a perfectly natural thing to do. No credentials, no overview, just immediate transportation into her world. This works because it breaks expected patterns, creating what psychologists call a curiosity gap, a cognitive itch that can only be scratched by hearing more. Research shows audiences judge a speaker's competence within 7 seconds. Those opening moments aren't just important, they're everything.
Why do we binge watch shows until 3 a.m.? Conflict. Titanic captivated audiences not because a ship sank, but through layered conflicts. Who deserves lifeboats? Whether love transcends class, and life or death survival. The most powerful TED Talks harness the same force. Leslie Morgan Steiner's domestic violence talk doesn't recite statistics. It plunges us into her heart-wrenching conflict. I didn't know he was abusing me. I'd never been hit in my life. I was a strong woman, but he pushed me down a flight of stairs and I was pregnant with his child. This stark conflict triggers our mirror neurons, making us experience her struggle vicariously. Many presenters rush to resolution, fearing negativity, but this robs narratives of emotional power. The stronger the conflict, the more captivating your story. When you share authentic struggles, your own conflicts, rather than recycled parables, your delivery naturally improves because you're reconnecting with genuine emotions rather than reciting memorized tales.
People don't remember what you say as much as they remember what they see when you say it. Memorable talks create vivid mental pictures that outlast words. Malcolm Gladwell introduces Howard with specific details. He's about this high, and he's round, and he's in his 60s. He has big, huge glasses and thinning gray hair. He has a parrot, and he loves the opera, and he's a great aficionado of medieval history. Rather than calling Howard eccentric, Gladwell shows us through sensory details. Mike Rowe's talk about castrating sheep uses multi-sensory storytelling, describing the slurping sound and noise like Velcro being yanked off a sticky wall. These details activate visual, auditory, and tactile processing regions, creating what psychologists call a full-spectrum memory, one significantly more resistant to fading. The acronym VAKO, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, gustatory, provides a framework for engaging all 5 senses. Balance is crucial. Descriptions should be vivid enough to create mental images, yet concise enough to maintain narrative momentum.
The man was tall versus he was 6'5". The difference is striking. Specific details dramatically enhance credibility. When Leslie Morgan Steiner says, 5 days later, the 10 bruises on my neck had just faded, that precision makes her story undeniable. when Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor begins with, on the morning of December 10, 1996, at precisely 7 a.m., the exact date and time anchor her experience in reality. Harvard Business School research reveals audiences perceive speakers using precise language as 27% more knowledgeable and 43% more prepared than those speaking in generalities. Specificity signals firsthand experience. Saying, the project came in 12.3% under budget, saving exactly $47,892, trumps, we saved money. Replace around noon with 12:17 p.m. Instead of several people, specify 37 people. Include sensory details only someone present would know. The temperature dropped to 62 degrees, the faint smell of coffee, unexpected construction noise at 2:14 p.m. However, specificity should serve your story, not overwhelm it. 3 to 4 specific details per minute of speaking time optimally maintains engagement while building credibility. Every compelling story follows a structure that transforms anecdotes into powerful messages. This structure has 3 essential elements: the spark, the change, and the takeaway. The spark is the pivotal insight that enables characters to overcome challenges the moment everything shifts. In a weight loss story, it might be a doctor's ultimatum: lose weight or you won't live to see your daughter graduate. Characters must demonstrate meaningful change, either external circumstances improve or internal perspective shifts. The most powerful stories feature both. Every story needs a clear takeaway, the lesson audiences can apply to their lives. This should emerge organically, not feel forced. Leslie Morgan Steiner's talk illustrates this perfectly. Her conflict is an abusive relationship. The spark comes when her husband threatens her with a gun. The change occurs when she escapes and rebuilds. The takeaway challenges how we view survivors. I am not a victim. I am a survivor. The formula: character, conflict, spark, change, takeaway. This structure should be invisible architecture supporting your narrative, not rigid constraints on your voice. The difference between forgettable and unforgettable presentations comes down to storytelling. Stories work because they're memorable and transmit complex ideas in accessible packages. Start by identifying your core message, the one idea you want audiences to remember. Then find personal experiences illustrating this message, focusing on moments of genuine conflict and transformation. Structure your presentation around these stories, rather than treating them as occasional illustrations. Skip traditional introductions and dive directly into a story that creates curiosity and emotional connection. Use specific details to build credibility, engage multiple senses to create vivid mental images, and incorporate dialogue to bring scenes to life. Practice telling your stories aloud, paying attention to pacing, vocal variety, and strategic pauses. Remember that storytelling isn't about performance, but connection. The goal isn't to impress with polished delivery, but to create genuine human moments. When you share authentic stories revealing both vulnerability and wisdom, you create trust upon which your ideas can flourish. The most powerful presentations don't just transfer information, they transform perspectives.